WRCT, Pittsburgh. WRCT, Pittsburgh.
Hi, it's Tori DeVito. In every family, small conversations can make a big impact. Like when my dad shared his experiences as an alcoholic.
Your honesty about that part of your life gave me a sense of integrity that I wanted to uphold in my own life.
I wanted you to know from someone who's been in recovery more than 30 years now that hard work is what creates success, not alcohol or other.
I'm Ella Harp, and you're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh.
Good God, Almighty. Hey, 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 hey. WRCT Pittsburgh, the last bastion of pulchritude.
You're fierce. You take care of business and don't hold back. Taking care of your health shouldn't be any different. You know when something's off. Don't ignore symptoms like fatigue, joint pain, and rashes. Listen to your body. It could be lupus. We're here to help you take control. Learn how at BeFierceTakeControl.org. Brought to you by the Lupus Foundation of America and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
It's time now we get into the thing called the Midnight Mock, or on a Tuesday afternoon, I call it the 5 o'clock mock. Just depends on when you're listening to this program. Now, if you've been listening, or if you're just tuning in, I'm going to let you know that I've been doing Flashback Fridays all throughout May, where I'm playing snippets and sets from old Viva La Mock radio programs from the month of May. So the mocking, and you might have heard me announce this a little earlier, but the mocking is 10 years old. It came from a show from May 20th, 2011. And it's because Howard Camping, the Reverend Howard Camping, had predicted that on May 21st, 2011, at 6 p.m., Judgment Day was coming. So I thought, why not mock the rapture? Because that's what the mockster does. And now we're 10 years later, and I'm going to guess that he was wrong. I'm guessing this one. But before we get into the mock, I want to remind you that Attic Records joins you in supporting WRCT. Attic Records, located in Millvale, is open 7 days a week, and they provide new and used records and CDs from metal to reggae, hip-hop to doo-wop, and all those stops in between. Attic Records has the hottest new releases and all the music you want. They're family-owned and operated. They pay for quality used records and CDs with no collection too big, No collection too small. And you can visit Attic Records today in Millville. Call them up at 412-821-8484 to get the music you need. And don't forget, if you are actually interested in underwriting for WRCT, maybe you want to sponsor the Viva La Mock radio program. Huh, think of that. You can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities. Now, I'm going to let you know, you'll hear me say this in as we get into the mock, that 10 years ago, my show was going from 10 p.m. until 2 a.m., rather than my 9 to midnight that you're used to at this point. I had shifted the hours as the mockster's getting older and can't stay up as late. He was shifting his hours a little bit, but you'll hear me reference that, and I just want to give you a heads up, and that's what I'm talking about. But anyway, sit back and listen and enjoy a mock of the Rapture.
But it's now time that we get into the mock, because we have crossed the threshold into the final moments of just life on Earth, as the apocalypse has been predicted to happen today at 6. I believe 6. Nice convenient time. Not at 3:41. Not at, noon. It's at 6. Yeah, the guy was wrong once, and, well, I'm not going to guess it, but I'm thinking he's going to be wrong again. But we're all going to have fun waiting for the apocalypse. So we got a bunch of music already lined up for you. Got a ton of requests tonight for some songs within. I'm going to do my best to play a lot of those requests or suggestions, or at least part of those songs, just to get them out there for you, because you know what? I could probably do a whole apocalyptic show. Yeah, 4 hours, or in the summertime, 3 hours. Yeah, I'm a 10 to 1 guy all summer long. Well, we got Blondie.
Stop. You keep on eating cars. sure shot, 'cause the man from Mars stopped eating cars and eating bars, and now he only eats guitars. Yeah.
Finally go. CB tells me they went and started World War III. Now listen here, trucker, them missiles don't scare me. The blacktop's boiling and flowing like a river, but I got a load that I gotta deliver to the truck stop at the end of the world. They got a cute little waitress with the subatomic thighs, pouring coffee to glow, serving radioactive fries. My buddy beside me turned red, white, and blue, saluted the flag, and then he faded from view. He went fishing, nuclear fishing, at the end of the world. Sorry, trucker, but you can't go back. They just hit Chicago with a sneak attack. L.A. and Frisco are nothing but great big holes. I don't know about you, but I'm gonna make it. I got my rig wound up, and we're gonna take it to the truck stop at the end of the world. Don't worry about the scales, boys. They're reading megatons. And douse them lights. We got a brand new midnight sun. Well, I just passed one of them RV campers. Mom and Pop putting baby into lead-lined Pampers. They got a hookup down there at the end of the world. There's a mass of twisted steel where the cities used to stand. And a foul green haze is settling over the land. There ain't nothing left under that poison gas but some crusty old trucks, and we're all hauling ass to the truck stop at the end of the world. Sorry, trucker, but you can't go back. They just hit Chicago with a sneak attack. New York to D.C. is one big steaming hole. I don't know about you, but I'm gonna make it. I got my rig wound up, and we're gonna take it to the truck stop at the end of the world. Down to the truck stop at the end of the world. Sorry, trucker, but you can't go back. Chicago with a sneak attack. L.A. and Frisco are nothing but great big holes. I don't know about you, but I'm gonna make it. I got my rig wound up now. We're gonna take it to the truck stop at the end of the world. Down to the truck stop at the end of the world. Nuke me a couple of reasons.
Automotive center rate, light a candle, light a motor step. Richard Biden, Mountain Sid, in a line, Leonard Bernstein, Leonard Brasnap, Lenny Bruce, and Lester Banks, birthday party, cheesecake, jelly bean, boom, you symbiotic patriotic slam button neck.
was thunder, there was lightning, and then the stars went out, and the moon fell from the sky. It rained mackerel, it rained trout, and a great day of wrath has come, and here's mud in your big red eye, and the poker's in the fire, and the locusts take the sky.
WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 on your FM dial. First, you have to go find an FM dial or WRCT.org on your web browsing device of choice. It is 7 o'clock. That means it is time for the radio calendar. Here are some things you can do in our fair city. Wood Street Galleries presents a collection of six new creations developed in recent years by Cynthia Campolesi that revolve around the concepts of presence and perception of space in both digital and physical environments. Through a variety of media such as interactive installation, generative compositions, motorization, and prints, the exhibition plunges the visitor into an analysis of their point of view. It's on display now through June 26th at 601 Wood Street in downtown Pittsburgh. For more information, visit trustarts.org. Let's see. City Parks presents its annual Movies in the Park this summer. Beginning in June, movies will be shown outdoors in various parks around the city, including Flagstaff Hill and Shenley Park. The series begins with a set of pop-up movies at various locations, which means you have to check their website or social media for information as to what's playing where. Starting in July, they will settle into a normal schedule. For information about what's going on right now, you can go look at pittsburghpa.gov/events/cinema. What else? Fiber Art International 2022 is the 24th in a series of juried exhibitions held in Pittsburgh that is open to textile artists worldwide. The exhibition is recognized around the world as a benchmark in the medium of fiber that documents trends and innovations in the field. The exhibition includes innovative work rooted in traditional fiber materials, structure, processes, and history, as well as art that explores unexpected relationships between fiber and other creative disciplines. Fiber Art International will be on display now through August 20th at two locations. It's at the Brewhouse Association at 7711 21st Street in the South Side, and also at Contemporary Craft, which is at 5645 Butler Street in Lawrenceville. For more information, visit fiberartinternational.org. And finally, you can stop by the Pittsburgh Banjo Club's regular rehearsal every Wednesday at 8 p.m. to enjoy their wonderful music and perhaps have a snack and or a drink. Founded in 1988, the Pittsburgh Banjo Club is an all-volunteer band and organization that uses banjos, trumpets, tubas, and bass to perform popular music from the 1920s and 1930s. The Banjo Club rehearses at the Allegheny Elks Lodge, number 339, which is at 400 Cedar Avenue in Pittsburgh's North Side. Reservations must be made by Tuesday at 5 p.m. for each Wednesday event. You can do that by giving them a call, 412-321-1834. Moving on to the concert.